Thank you very much, everyone, members, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the annual general meeting of the chamber, which I now have the program. Copies of the agenda will be circulated at the end of the day. Unless there are any objections, I will dispense with the formality of asking the CEO to read a notice from the end of the meeting. The first item of business is the election of the general committee of the chamber. In accordance with Article 25A and 25B, one quarter of the members of the General Committee, that is 6 members, retire. The names and contents of the returning members are set out in the agenda paper for the process. All 6 members offer themselves for re-election under Article 25C. They are in alphabetical order. Mr. Oscar Shaw of Superior International Congress Limited, Dr. Fung Yulin, China Merchant Congress International Company Limited, Dr. Aaron Hirala of Hirala Limited, Mr. Gertrude Beck of Bay of China Hong Kong Limited, Dr. Roman Kong of Ceylon Car Corporates Limited, and Mr. Y.D. Kang of Chinese Medicine Limited. All 6 members are fully eligible under Articles 25 and 26. No other nominations have been received. Since 6 candidates have offered themselves for 6 dignities of the committee, in accordance with Article 19B, I now declare the 6 candidates duly elected. Congratulations. Second item on the agenda is to receive the report of the committee and the accounts of the chamber for the year ending 31 December 2011. The report and the accounts have been in your hands for the statutory period. I hope you all have had an opportunity to study them. Let me make a few comments on the work of the chamber in the past year. Despite the uncertainties created by the dramatic global events of 2011, the chamber had a good year, celebrating the 150th anniversary of its founding in South Victoria Dinner. As part of the festivities, we also launched Freeride Day, which allowed members of the public to join in our celebration by traveling for free on selected transit ferries. Hong Kong Ports also marked a 150th milestone by issuing a set of stamps. But I would like to remind all members that our second Freeride Day will be held on our 151st birthday, that is the 29th of May. So I hope you will all help celebrate that with us by taking a free ride. Another milestone in 2011 was the appointment of the first female CEO of the chamber, Shirley Yu, who has helped to present a more modern dynamic image of the chamber. Beyond this positive chamber events, however, 2011 was a difficult year for the local business community, especially when viewed from a broader international perspective. Global events dominated blowouts. The health crisis continues to rattle the federal economic recovery. In Asia, the Turkish earthquake and resulting tsunami devastated Japan and stunned the world. Another natural disaster flooding in Thailand, strong manufacturers and caused global shortages in supply chains. We also saw the citizens of Egypt and later Libya, frustrated by the lack of development in their countries, almost clear to its ship programs. Yet, amid the global turmoil, this part of the world remained relatively calm. Certain American businesses in Hong Kong found the effects of uncertainty, particularly those engaged in trade. High unemployment dropped in the US and many European countries. Austerity measures to reduce government debt left people poorer and the dark economy resulted in export cities, with traditionally strong markets suffering a sharp decline. Locally, we were lucky that our domestic market performed strongly. This was due in no small measures to the tourism sector, which has been driven by double-digit growth in visitors from the mainland. Last year, Hong Kong welcomed 42 million visitors. Around 20 million of those were from the mainland, representing around 66% of the total market. Tourism spending contributed to keeping our local retailers' cash registers ringing, as well as restaurants, theme parks, and its drivers busy. In short, more than visitors contributed towards keeping our domestic economy growing. The chamber worked hard to lock the government to provide relief to businesses. Before the books and cash flow were drying up, many of the proposals announced in the financial secretary's budget to help companies cope with the global economic boom were all measures proposed or strongly advocated by the chamber. This, in
oder den ersten Offices, den ersten Mitfallenden, dass es den Prozessen gibt, und dass es solche Schwächen fehlt. In der Tat, bei den Fällen der Aussicht, in der Maschen und in der Welt, bei den Leuten des Fällen, auf Schemes, Justice, Zentrum, auch um Customers, und auch um unsere Position itself, das hat auch schon einmal die World Medical Center wurde adoptiert. Many of the service organization, twin investment facilitation measures, contain a supplement that is able to last in December 2011, but can be the chambers and super wish list. In addition to our efforts to facilitate business, we submitted 35 position interviews of a wide range of issues. The competition bill occupied a higher line share of our policy issues in time. Our particularly like to thank members of the expert working group for all their hard work in time that they need to dedicate to the different salaries they need to be adjusted to be possible to maintain our cost competitiveness. In the past year, we have seen much political noise in Hong Kong. Since politics very much affects the business environment more and more, we can no longer talk quietly away behind the scenes in the belief that our measured and constructive efforts will be recognized. We need to be more vocal in presenting the views of the business and let the public understand clearly that companies are working hard for the best interests of Hong Kong at heart. To this end, we specifically increase our interaction with the media, which has been useful in presenting the pros and cons of complex policies clearly to the general public. In addition to our advocacy work, 2011 is also a good year for the Chamber on the Activities Fund, as we supported businesses through our network in information and education programs. We call on officials in Mandarin, including State Councillor Li Yuanzhong, turned our business to Beijing. We also organized town hall forums and coffee receptions to help members expand their networks. Our membership division launched a number of lifestyle events, ranging from golf to hiking to coffee appreciation for members. In short, we realize that everyone is giving expectations to the Chamber and we're listening to his interests. So, please sit down to me. In closing, I would like to put on record my appreciation of all the work done by the General Committee, Chamber Council, and Chamber staff who have provided me with unwavering support over the past 2 years. In particular, I would like to thank my deputy, Sir C.H.R., for his work during these 2 years, as well as my three vice chairmen. Our Legislative Council representative, the Honourable Jeffrey Lam, continued his solid work on behalf of the Chamber, its members, and the entire business community. Finally, I would like to express my appreciation to the Chamber CEO, Shen Yu, and our staff for the hard work they put in during the year. I hope you will help the Chamber continue to grow and prosper through the continued contribution to the community in which we live. Business. As mainland China continues to emerge even ever more confidently on the world stage, I'm sure a more prosperous future awaits us all, provided our people work hard for it in an ever changing, challenging, and more competitive world. Here in Hong Kong, the 1st of July will usher in the new administration. Our managing executives, CYO, who have a sensitive role addressing many of the issues Hong Kong faces. The Chamber has always enjoyed a close working relationship with the government, and we expect this partnership to continue as we work to consolidate Hong Kong's position as a premier international business hub with a clear and comprehensive vision. We are a strong supporter of good policies and sound regulations that would benefit Hong Kong. As for any change, there is always a degree of uncertainty that the new administration is no exception, but for the Chamber, it's business as usual. We will continue to press our members' views and concerns and show expertise to the government for the betterment of Hong Kong. As I stand up in the chair after this AGM, I'm very confident that under your leadership, the Chamber will grow from strength to strength. I hope you and your companies will continue to support the Chamber in what's your opinions on issues.